请我们来看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
The Gospel of Mark chapter 1.
14节
verse 14. Chapter 1, verse 14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching a gospel of the kingdom of God.
15节
verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
这里说主耶稣出来传福音。
Here tells us Jesus Christ came out to preach.
说神的国近了。你们要悔改。
And to tell them that the kingdom of God is at hand and that they have to repent.
福音就是把神的国从天上带到地上。
The gospel is to bring forward the gospel, the news from heaven, to the earth.
那罗马书十四章在提到神的国有三个特色。
In the book of Mark, talks about the kingdom of God in three, there's three special features.
就是公义。和平与喜乐。
That is, justice, peace and joy.
神的国临到，那个地方就没有罪。
When the kingdom of God comes to that place will have no sins.
因为神的能力要把人从罪的权势拯救出来。
Because the power of God will save people from sins.
那罪，借着各种不同的方法在捆绑人。
And sins, through many different ways, it will bring bondage to men.
坏的脾气、坏的个性、坏的生活习惯。
That it may have bad temper, bad characters, or bad habits.
这些都是罪的权势在捆绑。
These are all out of the power or the bondage of sin.
所以有很多人其实需要神的国。
Therefore, many
在他们生活，在他们家庭实现。
Many people need the kingdom of God to be fulfilled in their life and their family.
他的问题才能够解决。
Only then can their problems be solved.
第二个就是平安。
And second is peace.
平安跟和平它同一个字。
Peace, harmony, they're one and the same.
一个人没有罪。他跟神的关系就很和睦。
If a person is without sin, then he will have peace with God.
他对神的体验就很清楚。
Then he can have very vivid experience with God.
所以清心可以见神。
Therefore, those who are pure in heart can see God.
那这个见神是很喜乐的事情。
And to be able to see God is something that is quite joyful.
那神同在，很平安，没有忧虑，没有害怕。
And when God abides, then there is no fear, there is no worries.
所以我们在灵恩布道会就是要宣传神国的福音。
So during the spiritual convocation, it is for us to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
那接下去主耶稣就用就实际的来呼召他的门徒。
Then it moved on to how the Lord Jesus Christ called the disciples.
所以十六节，请看十六。
Let's read verse 16.Verse 16. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
17.
Verse 17. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
这个地方说西门安德烈在海里撒网。
Simon and Andrew, they are casting net to the sea.
这一对兄弟他的职业就是捕鱼。
This brother, these brothers, their profession is to fish.
所以他在海里撒网。
So they were casting net.
那主耶稣呼召他，要叫他改变他的生活方向。
And Jesus called them so that they can change the direction of their life.
17节。
Verse 17. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men."
这里说，从今你要得人如得鱼。
And that they will be fishers of men.
以前你是捕鱼的。
And before you are you catch fishes.
这是为着生活的需要。
And this is for your livelihood.
这是为着爱自己。
This is to support yourself.
现在你去传福音。
And now you need to preach.
这个不是为生活的需要。
This is not for your daily needs.
这个为着把天国的福音带给别人。
This is to bring forward the gospel to the people.
所以主耶稣说：“你要得人如得鱼。”
So Jesus told them they will be fishers of men.
好，那我们再看十九节。
Let's read verse 19. When he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets.
那主耶稣在海边再往前走，又遇到另外一对兄弟。
And when as he go further, he met another pair of brothers.
啊，他爸爸是西比代。
Which is the father? Their father is Zebedee.
然后这个两个兄弟是雅各跟约翰。
So this is John, James and John.
那圣经特别说他们在船上捕网。
The Bible said that they were mending their nets.
所以我们看这两对兄弟啊，一对是在撒网。一对是在捕网。
So we see these two pairs of brothers, one were casting the net, the other were mending the net.
哦，那现在呼召他们要来捕人的灵魂，就好像抓鱼一样。
And now they are called to catch the souls of men, just as they have caught their fish.
所以我们要拯救人的灵魂啊，也需要撒网。
So to save people's souls, we also have to cast the net.
有很多的鱼在这个地上是神所要拣选的。
There are many fish in this world that Lord Jesus wants to call.
啊，如果没有人撒网，怎么能够捕到鱼呢
？There if no one is there to cast the net, how can there be any fish?
所以我们要到处去传福音。
Therefore, we need to preach the gospel everywhere.
来撒网
，to cast the net.
但是有时候我们也有这个体验哦，带了很多慕道者来。
But then we have this experience that if we can bring many true seekers,
啊，好像海里你看到很多鱼
，just as we can see that many fish there in the ocean,
啊，网也撒下去了
，and we have also cast the net,
但是一条都抓不到
，and however we cannot catch any fish.
有鱼也下网，但是鱼抓不到
，there's fish and we also cast the net, but we cannot catch any fish.
啊，为什么抓不到
？How come you cannot catch any fish？
啊，因为网破了洞。
Because the net has holes.
所以不是没有努力。
It's not that we did not work hard.
真的大家都很认真。
It's true that we all work very hard.
但是看得到抓不到。
But we can see it, but yet cannot catch it.
因为网有破洞。
Because we have holes in our nets.
所以这两对兄弟在船上捕网。
So this pair of brothers, they were mending the net.
这绝对不是浪费时间。
This is not wasting time.
捕网是坐在那里啊，也没有什么动作，就是一直在看网。
It seems that they may be just sitting there and just tending to the net.
但这很重要。
But this is quite important.
那下一次看到鱼才能够抓得到。
It is only, then can they catch the fish next time when they cast.
所以有时候我们在传福音的时候，当然有的人没有办法信主。那这些慕道朋友每个人有不同的原因。
As we preach, people don't come to believe. Now, many different truth seekers, they all have different reasons.
啊，但是我们要把我们的网，要把它补起来。
But then we need to mend our nets.
那现在我们来看主耶稣是怎么捕到鱼的。
So let us examine how Lord Jesus Christ catch the fish.
到底我们哪个破洞要补？
So what holes we need to mend in our net?
我们看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
马可福音第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进的会堂教训人。
Then they went to the Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught.
二十二节。
22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them.As one having authority and not as the scribes.
这里主耶稣出来讲道，大家觉得他是有权柄的人。
When Jesus taught them, they feel that he is a one with authority.
那特别讲他不像文士。
Especially mentioned, he is not like the scribes.
文士对圣经懂得很多。
The scribes understand the Bible very well.
但是跟主耶稣有什么差别
？So what is the difference between them and Jesus?
没有权柄。
They have no authorities.
我们今天要来教会来拯救更多的灵魂第一个就是要补这个神的权柄这个网。
So if we want to bring the gospel to others, the first thing we have to do is to mend this hole of authority.
让我们教会所讲的道带有权柄。
So that the gospel preached here can carry authority.
那这个带有权柄什么意思
？So what does it mean to carry authority？
哦，神的道是两刃的剑。
The word of God is a two-edged sword，
能够砸到人的心里的最深处。
It's to penetrate into the deepest point of our heart。
所以《使徒行传》第二章在记载彼得他们传福音。
So in Acts chapter 2 when Peter preached the gospel，
众人听见砸心。
When everyone when they hear the word， they were penetrated to their heart。
这个砸心就是神的话带有权柄进到心里面。
And that they have penetrated to their heart means the word of God has entered their heart。
那砸心就是那个话啊产生的作用。
And to be penetrated at the heart is that the words becomes effective.
那他们就想，那我们怎么办？
They ask, then what should we do?
彼得说你们要悔改。
Peter said you have to repent.
悔改这个是不好听的。
To repent is not something easy to hear.
但是当这个神的话产生力量。
But when the word of God has this power.
悔改他们也很愿意。
Then they are also willing to repent.
施洗约翰出去传道了。
When John the Baptist went out to preach,
他也是讲悔改的道理。
He also preached the gospel of repentance.
他讲得更厉害。
And he even talks about it in a more severe way.
我说毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒？
He said the brood of vipers, who taught you to flee from the anger in the future?
斧头放在树根上，不结果子都要砍掉。
And that the axe is right there. If you do not bear fruit, you will be cut off.
为什么这么厉害的话人听得下去？
Such a severe warning, how can people hear those words?
因为有权柄。
Because it carries authority.
有权柄，就这个话就可以砸到心，人就会受感动。
If there's authority, then people will hear it, for it will be penetrated into their heart.
那人如果会觉得自己有罪，愿意悔改，这个就是网，可以进到网里面，可以抓得住。
And if a person feels that he needs to repent and can hear that word, those words, then that means the net can catch that fish.
最怕是来教会听听道理，很好很好，但是他不相信。
What we're afraid of is that they come and listen to the sermons and they feel that it's wonderful and yet they don't want to believe.
为什么？
Why?
不会觉得我有罪啊。
They don't feel that they are sinful.
我没有罪，我为什么要信耶稣？
I don't have sins, therefore why should I believe in Lord Jesus?
天天活得好好的。
I live a very good life.
身体很健康。
I have good health.
事业很顺利。
I have good careers.
家庭很圆满。
I have good family.
我为什么要信耶稣？
Why do I need to come to believe in Christ?
那三千个人啊好像刀在扎心。
And those 3,000 people feel cut to the heart.
圣经看不出来他们有什么外在肉体上物质上的需要。
And the Bible we cannot tell whether they have any outward or physical needs.
那只因为神的话扎心，他们就想悔改，要来受洗，要信耶稣。
It was only because the words cut into their heart that they want to come to believe in Jesus and repent.
所以教会啊，如果我们注重祷告，我们常常会发现哦。什么人上去讲道都能够感动人。
Therefore, if we emphasize upon prayer, we discover it does not matter who stands on the pulpit, it will be very edifying.
我们常常发现这个慕道朋友，特别是从外教会来的，刚刚开始很会找人啊。
We also discover those truth seekers, especially from other churches, when they first come to the church, they will look at people.
因为其他的教会是强调人。
Because in other churches, they emphasize upon a particular person.
都没有圣灵啊。
Because they have no Holy Spirit.
所以他就看谁的口才好。
So they would try to find who has a better eloquence.
所以他们很在乎人。
So they care about people.
哎，但是很奇妙。
But miraculously.
我们教会这个圣灵的权柄。
In our church, we carry the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以谁上去讲，如果真的有神在感动，在动工啊，都可以感动人。
So does not matter who stands on the pulpit, if the Holy Spirit moves the speaker, it could touch anyone.
有一次啊，一个地方要联恩会。
There's one time a place holding this evangelical service.
找不到工人。
I could not find any workers.
最后就找一个退休的工人，八十几岁。
And then they found a person who retired, who is 80 some years old.
啊，他一上去也忘记时间，一下都讲一个钟头。一个多钟头。
And if he went up to the pulpit, he will forget about time, and he will talk for more than an hour.
那教会一收到工人，哦，这次派这个工人来。
And then the church has received the notice that this time this worker is coming.
那大家觉得，哎呀，怎么会派这样的人
？And then they thought that why do they arrange such a person to come?
退休了，八十几岁。
He is already retired and he is 87 years old.
但是大家又在想哦，我们是靠神，大家就努力祷告。
So they thought that we need to rely on God and they pray very hard.
所以那一次的灵恩布道会啊，大家祷告的好迫切，很多体验。
And that spiritual convocation, they pray very fervently, and they had many experiences.
哦，所以在我们教会，我们在整个推动的圣工啊，那个注意焦点不是人，是神。
So in our church, when we are pushing the direction of the Holy Word, we had to emphasize upon prayer, but not people.
如果有神同在同工啊，每一个人都可以讲很好的道理。
If we have the abundance of God, then anyone can deliver the words of God.
所以这个第一个就是教训有权柄。
So first of all, the teaching carries authority.
好，我们再来看啊，同样马可福音第一章。
Turn to Mark chapter 1,
27节。
Verse 27, then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him.
28.
And verse 28, and immediately his fame spread throughout the region and around Galilee.
主耶稣用权柄把魔鬼赶出去。
And Jesus cast out the demon with his authority.
27节，众人都很惊讶。
And they were all amazed.
这个是什么新的道理？
This is a new doctrine.
他有权柄把鬼都赶出去。
For he could even command unclean spirits.
那他的名声就传遍加利利的四方。
And then his fame spread throughout the Galilee.
主耶稣不需要广告。
Lord Jesus Christ does not need any commercials.
因为他有实力，所以他不需要广告。
Because he has the power of God, therefore he doesn't need any commercials.
鬼一赶出去，大家很惊讶，到处走到哪里就在讲，哇，那个人啊，把鬼赶出去。
And so when the spirit, unclean spirit was cast out, everyone would proclaim what had happened.
今天我们教会啊，如果让人来到这里，会体会到神的权柄。
And today, if people come to our church and experience the power of God,
教会的名声就到处传开了。
Then the fame of our church will be spread very easily.
这个就是我们在教非洲的传福音。
And this is how we preach in the African churches.
有很多神迹奇事。
There are many miracles and signs.
所以有的村落有五六个、七八个会堂，我们教会照样能够在那里建立。
So even though in a certain village there are six or seven other churches, our church can still be established there.
因为带有权柄，能够赶鬼，能够医病。
Because we carry authority to cast out demons and heal the sick.
如果有的人来到教会，
and if there are people who come to the church,
没有什么体验，
and they experience nothing,
他有困难，他没有体验，
they have problems and yet they experience nothing,
那他就不会想要来。
Then he will not want to come.
但是如果教会有权柄，
but if the church has power,
有困难，他来。他会有体验。
There's trouble and they come, they can have experience.
那有体验呢，他就知道这不同。
Once they have experience, they will know that this is different.
所以这有一点像在做医生啊，如果医术很好，就不需要广告了，病人看不完。
Then this is like the doctors. A good doctor, if they are very famous, then or very good way to heal, then you don't need any commercials. People will come and look for you.
所以我们为什么一直说我们教会的祷告这么重要？
And so that's why we emphasize why the prayer in the church is so important.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God does not depend on words, but upon power and authority.
主耶稣权柄赶鬼，他的名声就传遍四方。
Jesus' authority to command the demons out, and his name was spread throughout the place.
我们看马可第一章。
Mark chapter 1,
30 节
verse 30, by Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once.
31 节
31, so he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served him.
这里讲西门的岳母害热病。
Simon's mother, wife's mother was sick.
那主耶稣到他家。
And Jesus came to her.
拉着手扶起来，热就退了。
And took her by the hand, and her fever left her.
这就是神迹的显明。
This is the miracle.
哦，那神迹一显明，这个人就改变了。
And once a miracle happens, that person will change.
他就服侍他们。
And she served them.
哦，这个岳母马上改变，开始服侍主耶稣跟门徒。
So the mother-in-law immediately changed, and she served them.
因为她的病得医治啊，她很感谢，所以她马上就过感恩的生活。
Because her illness was cured and she was thankful, therefore she lived a thanksgiving life.
所以我们教会第一个我们要补的网，就是教会的需要祷告，有神的权柄。
So the first thing we need to mend is that we need to pray for the authority for the church.
那有的人要信耶稣，这个困难是外在的；有的人信耶稣，困难是内在的。
For people to come to believe in Christ, some have our problems and some experience inward trouble.
但是有神的权柄，外在内在的困难呢，都可以解决。
But if we have the authority of God, whether it be outward or inward, all of the troubles can be solved.
所以三十三节说，整城的人都聚集在门前。
And so verse 33 said that the whole city gathered together.
对，看看耶稣，要听他讲道。
They want to see Lord Jesus and want to hear him.
那三十五节就提到秘诀，这个要补这个权柄，这个破洞的秘诀。
And verse 35 talks about this secret of how we can mend this net. Verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. 36. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. 37. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
我们看主耶稣早上起来啊，第一件事情做什么？
And so we see Lord Jesus as he got up in the morning. What did he do?
到旷野去祷告。
He went into the wilderness to pray.
但是这些门徒，刚刚主耶稣所拣选这些门徒。
And these disciples whom Jesus Christ had called.
他去找主耶稣。
They were searching for Lord Jesus.
他们觉得最重要是什么？
What did they feel that is the most important?
说众人都在找你啊。
And they told him that everyone is looking for you.
他表示说有很多人要听你讲道，有很多人要需要你帮助。
Is to tell him many people want to listen to you and many people need your help.
所以对主耶稣来讲，一天开始最重要是亲近神。
To Lord Jesus, what's the most important as the day begins, it is for him to draw close to God.
那得到权柄能力，然后他才面对人。帮助他们。
When he receives the authority and the power, can he then face the people to help them?
所以这个是一个生活模式。
So this is a model of our life.
有时候我们生活久了都会有一个模式。
Sometimes as we live, we will have a model of our life.
有的人一早起来就 check email.
Some people they get up in the morning, first thing they do is to check email.
有的一早起来就看报纸。
Some they get up, first thing is they open the newspaper.
所以这个每个人那个模式不太一样。
And many people have different modes or models of life.
但是主耶稣的生活模式就是一大早起来第一个就是祷告。
But the model of Lord Jesus Christ is that he gets up and the first thing he does is he prays.
然后才开始他的工作。
And then he will begin his work.
这个是我们值得效法的一种模式。
This is a pattern or model we can learn from.
所以第一个我们要修补，就是我们教会需要神的权柄。
So the first thing we have to mend is the church needs authority.
来到教会的人都有体验。
That everyone when they come to the church, they can have experience.
有一个慕道者他常常来教会听不懂，他就很喜欢睡觉。
And there's a true seeker came to our church, and he could not understand, therefore he would fall asleep.
有一次他来聚会。
But one time as he come to service,
忽然间他发现，全身发热。
All of a sudden he discovered he feels hot all over.
聚会好像看到光。
And as it seems like he can see bright lights.
他说那一天不晓得怎么样了。非常高兴，非常喜乐。
He doesn't know what happened that day, but he feels so happy and so joyful.
所以他本来是无神的一个人。
So at first, he is an atheist.
他就觉得，我为什么来到教会会有这样的体验？
Then he feels that, why do I have this experience when I come to the church?
这个就是神的能力在他身上工作。
This is the power of God working on this person.
所以他很高兴，以后他现在听到了就不会睡觉。
And so he was so happy, and from that time forward, He will not fall asleep as he comes.
就很喜欢到教会来听。
He loves to come to the service.
那这个就是神的权柄。
Now this is the power of God.
所以他感觉到不一样。
So he feels that it is different.
所以他对查考道理就越来越有兴趣。
And so he becomes interested in searching the truth.
那这样就表示这个网啊破洞补住了，以后拉就可以拉到他了。
That means that we have mend the net, that we're able to catch the fish.
每个人有不同的困难。
So everyone, they had different troubles.
有不同的需要。
They had different needs.
我们祷告求神让每一个人都有体验。
We pray and ask the Lord, so that everyone can have experience.
这是第一个补的破洞，就是神的权柄。
So this is the first we had to mend, that is the authority of God.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们教会要让慕道者能够抓得住需要跟进。
If we want to keep and retain the truth seekers, we have to do the work of follow up.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Turn to Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
如果我们仔细看这个第二节，有好几种人。
And if we read verse 2, there are many kinds of people.
第一种人是保罗。
First one is Paul.
第二种人是你，就是提摩太。
And second is you, that means Timothy.
那你在见证人面前听见我的教训，就是提摩太是保罗所教导的。
And you heard from me among many witnesses that is Paul has taught Timothy.
那保罗教导提摩太很多的教训，还教导他一件事情。
And Paul taught Timothy many teachings and also one thing.
你听见我的教训，也要去教导别人。
When you hear my teachings, also commit these faith to other faithful men.
然后，你所教导那个人，你要叫他也去教导别人。
Further, the people who you teach, you also to teach them that they need to teach others.
那这个教导就是一种跟进。
To teach, is to follow up.
保罗要栽培提摩太，所以保罗花很多时间跟进这个提摩太。
Paul is teaching Timothy, therefore he spends much time following up with Timothy.
提摩太是比较年轻的。
Because Timothy was younger.
但是保罗希望提摩太也去跟进更年轻的一辈。
But Paul also wants Timothy to also follow up on those who are even younger.
这好像是做爸爸的有养孩子的经验。
This is like as the father has experience of raising a kid.
现在孩子生了孙子，
and now,
生了孩子就是爸爸的孙子。
Now that his son has his own son or the grandson.
你爸爸不能说孙子有问题都带来我帮你解决。
That new father cannot say that I have trouble with my son, therefore I will go ask my own father.
有一个爸爸有七八个孙子，你怎么去解决？
What if the grandfather has seven or eight grandchildren? How is he supposed to handle all of them?
就教导自己的孩子怎么教孩子。
And so we need to teach our own children how to teach their children.
所以这个孩子就不会把问题找来他的爸爸。
So then that child would not throw the problem back to the father.
他自己会教。
Because he would know how to teach them.
然后他要教他的孩子，也会教他们的孩子。
And he would teach their own, his own children to teach how to teach their own children.
这个就是跟进。
This is a work of follow up.
所以有时候我们常常在发现婚姻辅导里面有一件很重要。
And so there's one thing quite important in the marriage counseling.
就是怎么建立基督化的家庭。
That is how to build up a Christian-like family.
如果这个刚结婚的懂得建立基督化的家庭。
If the newlywed couple can build up a Christian-like family.
真的以基督为中心。
Truly they center Lord Jesus Christ in their life.
那以后他的家庭就会给教会没有担子，没有烦恼。
Then in the future, their family will not bring burdens or any worries to the church.
而且能够成为教会的力量。
And further, they can become a source of power for the church.
但是如果结婚的他建立的家庭不懂得建立基督化的家庭。
But the newlyweds, if they married and they don't know how to build up a Christian-like family,
以后这个家庭就会成为教会的担子。
Then in the future, this family will become a burden of the church.
这个家庭就没有办法成为教会的力量。
For this family cannot become a source of strength for the church.
因此我们慕道者到教会来。
Therefore, when the true seeker comes to the church,
需要每个慕道者都有人跟进。
We need to follow up on every single true seeker.
那这个跟进要接受训练。
And to do the work of follow up, we need to be trained.
所以保罗在训练提摩太，提摩太在训练另外一个人。
And so Paul trains Timothy, and Timothy trains the others.
如果一个人很忙，跟进好几个人，但是其他的人都没有事情做，这个不是很健康。
And if a person is very busy trying to follow up many others, and yet the others in the church has nothing to do, this is not very healthy.
我们信主经过几年之后，我们应该是有这种属灵的装备啊，去跟进慕道朋友。
After we believed in the Lord for so many years, we should have been equipped enough to follow up on the true seekers.
那如果一个慕道朋友有两个人来跟进一组
，If there's two people that can follow up on one true seeker,
这个跟进不只是说有没有来聚会。
This following up does not only mean whether or not that person come to church.
这个跟进呢，包括他道理了解到什么程度。
This follow up has to include how well that true seeker understand the truth.
有哪一些是不懂的？
Which part they don't understand?
生活有什么困难
？And what kind of problems they encounter in their life?
信主有什么障碍
？And what kind of obstacles they need to overcome before they come to believe?
那需要常常跟他联络。
I had to always be in communication with that person.
那需要花时间跟他们在一起。
Had to spend time with them.
那不能解决的，我们再找教会其他的人来帮忙。
If there are issues we cannot resolve, then we can look for others to help us.
那这样啊，我们这样跟进过一段时间，我就越来越有经验。
After we have follow up for a period of time, longer it is, the more experience we will be.
那这个教会啊，越多人有跟进的经验了，你来了十个、二十个慕道朋友，我们都可以做得很好。
And even if we have 10 or 20 some true seekers coming to our church, if we will be able to do this job very well.
我们现在发生一个问题，就是如果有十个慕道者来。
Now we have a problem if there are 10 true seekers come to our church.
有哪里去找20个人能够跟进他们？
Where do we find 20 people to follow up with them?
有那个心，而且愿意拨时间。
That they have the willingness and the heart to follow up with the true seeker.
而且有属灵的装备。
And further that they need to be equipped spiritually.
所以现在的生活越来越复杂。
So our lives become quite complicated.
现在人要信耶稣，太多的挣扎，太多的困难。
There are so many struggles and so many difficulties for people to come to believe.
真的是需要好好的跟进，一个一个帮他解决，帮他祷告这样带领才能够抓得住他。
And truly, we need to have many people following up and pray for these truth seekers so that they can be bring into our fold.
这个就是我们要补的一个破网。
And so this is a hole that we need to mend.
因为有时候慕道朋友太多挣扎。
Because the truth seekers experience too much struggles.
所以让我们在生活中会，你会觉得说，要做基督徒很难。
So they feel, or we will feel, it is so hard to be a Christian in our life.
那需要真的有人跟进。
We truly need people to do the work of follow up.
那另外一个就是，我们教会信徒要增加，要让慕道朋友能够融入我们这个群体。
Further, if we want our numbers to increase, we need to allow the true seekers to be melted into this family.
那这样。有一个团契，他融进来你就可以，他就不会走。
If we have this fellowship that can be melting together everyone, then that person will not leave.
我们来看约翰一书。
If we turn to First John.
约翰一书。
Book of First John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.First John chapter 1 verse 3, that which have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4, and these things were written to you that you that your joy may be full.
这个第三节在讲两种团契。
Verse 3 talks about two kinds of fellowship.
第一个就是你们跟我们之间的团契。
The first is the fellowship between you and us.
第二个是我们跟父主耶稣的团契。
And the second is a fellowship between us and the Father and Jesus Christ.
这两个都很重要。
These two types are very important.
那这个信徒之间的团契要做什么？
And so the fellowship between the believers or members, what should they do?
第三节。
Verse 3.
将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们有团契。
That what we have seen and heard, we declare to you that we may have fellowship.
就是第一节。
That is verse 1.
我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
And with we have looked upon and our hands have handled and also have seen with our eyes.
这个听过就是我们听过的道理。
And the things that we have heard, the truths that we have heard,
有感受的，有感动的。
The teachings that we have been, that touched us, that moved us.
看见就是我们看到很多周围的人所得的这些神的恩典。
And what we have seen is that the miracles and the grace that other people around us that we see that they received.
摸过就是我们本身的体验。
And we ourselves have had, our hands have handled, these are the experiences we have ourselves.
那这样啊，跟慕道者这样一直在交通，在谈这些事情，这就是团契。
And if we talk to them and communicate with them all these things, then we are having a fellowship.
当然，你去爬山、去打乒乓球，借着这个机会，大家在也这有些间接、直接的在谈信仰，这个都是团契。
And of course, if we have ping pong tournaments or if we go on hiking trips, all these are good ways of fellowship as well.
但是，如果我们的活动啊，就是活动本身跟信仰都没有关系，就不能够把它当作团契。
But if activity is only an activity by itself without any melting in of faith, then that is not a fellowship.
圣经里面的团契是有这个内容，那用什么方式来进行，这没有关系，但是需要有这个内容。
The Bible tells us the content of the fellowship. Whatever method to carry out the fellowship is okay, but it has to have this content.
那通过这个团契啊，因为主耶稣在我们里面，所以那个距离会越来越近。
And through the fellowship, since Lord Jesus Christ is there with us, our distance between each other will be pulled closer and closer.
那距离越来越近不是人情啊，你请我吃一顿饭，我请你吃一顿饭，所以我们越来越靠近，不是那一种的，那个很容易破掉了。
And to draw closer is not we feel that we owe each other anything that we need to treat you or you need to treat me. That kind of relationship will break.
是经过这种交通，神在我们当中，所以距离越来越近。
It is through this kind of fellowship that Jesus is there within us, so we are closer and closer.
神把我们拉在一起。
For God has drawn us together.
他就不会跑掉了。
Then that person will not leave.
那为什么会跑掉呢？
Why would the person leave?
就是没有神在他里面，没有把我们拉在一起。
It is because God is not with us. God did not bind us together.
那第四节。
And verse 4.
我将这个话写给你们，使你们喜乐可以充足。
That I write these, that your joy may be full.
跟神团契，跟人团契，到最后喜乐可以充足。
If we have fellowship with men and fellowship with God, then our joy will be full.
那你就会发现哦，离开的很想来，来的不想走。
And then we'll discover, if we leave, we want to come back. If we come, we do not want to leave.
因为喜乐可以充足。
For our joy will be full.
世界上哪里去找喜乐可以充足？
Where can we find joy, fullness of joy in this world?
没有了。
There is nowhere else.
是在教会里面。
Only in the church.
借着跟神人的团契。
Through the fellowship with men and with God.
所以我们团契如果做得好。
If we can build up a good fellowship.
慕道者可以融进来。
If the true seekers can be melted in.
在主里面距离拉近。
And if we can draw closer to each other within the Lord.
他就不会走了。
Then he will not leave.
这个就是我们需要补的破口。
And this is the hole that we have to mend.
所以撒网很重要。
Therefore, to cast the net is quite important.
但是我们的网也不能有破洞。
But our nets cannot have any holes.
第一个。
First of all,
我们要补这个权柄跟能力的破洞。
We need to mend the hole of authority and of power.
就是要自洁，然后要祷告，被圣灵充满。
We need to purify ourselves, pray, and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要补这个跟进的破洞。
We need to mend the hole or follow up.
每个慕道朋友都要固定的人跟进。
All of the truth seekers require people to follow up with them.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们要补团契的破洞。
We need to mend the hole of fellowship.
让慕道朋友能够融进我们这个基督的团体里面。
That the truth seeker may be able to join into this body of Christ.
让他的喜乐可以充足。
That their joy may be full.
那这样有鱼来就抓住了。
And then if the fish does come, it will stay in the net.
教会就会成长。
Then the church will grow.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
256.
256.